Welcome back to the IBD Dietitian Podcast. My name is Nicole and I'm a registered dietitian with Crohn's disease. So I've made a concrete decision to stop my Humira medicine. And this is not done lightly and it is not done easily, and it has helped. I will say that it has helped. I went from being on Entyvio, which helped some of the inflammation in my ileum and in one part of my small bowel, and in my inflammation migrated to a different part of my small bowel. There was still some in my ileum, but significantly less. And then I started to develop a fistula, and that's why we switched to Humira. I've been on Humira for about 3 months, and I'm definitely able to eat more whole foods than I have been this entire Crohn's journey. So, which is good. Like, obviously I'm doing better, but I'm bloated every single day. And I don't know if it's part of the Humira or if it's from, because I have seen online people reporting that they've had bloating with Humira. So it's either from the Humira or it's from a change in my inflammation status. Now my CRP levels are normal, but we know that's not like a guaranteed marker of your intestinal inflammation. I also, my nutrients, I got my vitamin D, iron, calcium, all of those are kind of within normal limits. Vitamin D could be a little bit higher, of course, but it's not bad. So I'm absorbing food and I'm absorbing nutrients, which is good, but my total protein and my albumin are still low. And as a dietitian, when you look at albumin, you think, okay, maybe there's some inflammation going on. Of course, there's some inflammation going on, I'm sure. But like some other underlying disease, or it, you know, but then you look at total protein. Total protein is still correlated to diet normally, right? So you'd think I'm not eating enough protein or I'm not absorbing it, but I am eating enough protein and I am absorbing it significantly more than I was eating before I started medicine at all. Yet my total protein hasn't changed. It hasn't even gone up. It went up a little bit when I was just on budesonide. It dropped when I went on Entyvio, and it's even lower now on Humira, even though I feel the best I've felt in 2 years. So my question is maybe there's something going on with my liver. In my first MRE, there was an abnormality in my liver, but it was very small. So we didn't talk about it, and they didn't image it or talk about it at my second MRE. So I'm worried about my liver. But on top of that, with Humira, if Humira is causing my bloating, obviously that would be a good reason. Not a good reason to stop it. It would be a good reason to change medicine. Because I've been throwing up from the bloating. Like, it's that bad. But here are my reasons for stopping Humira. It's obviously not putting me in remission. It may get there. It could get there if I kept going, but the injection, not the injection itself, but they keep getting these post-injection, reactions in my leg. It's like bubbles up, it itches real bad. And it really freaks me out. It causes me to have severe anxiety because allergic reactions are something that I have an extreme phobia about. So the entire day before my injection, I'm freaking out. I'm nervous. I'm scared. I'm not looking forward to it. I can't relax. I can't just be and be comfortable in my own skin and just focus on me and my day and my life. And then a good solid week afterwards, I'm completely out of commission. And just worried and in fear for a good week and a half. And then it starts all over again after a few days. You know, it's not good to be in constant anxiety because I'm on this medicine. Constant anxiety. Anxiety is a low level of stress. Chronic stress is how your body sees it. And we all know that chronic stress can actually cause immune disorders. So it's going to work against my biologic. And I need to work on that anxiety and stress. And the only way I see myself getting rid of it is to stop the Humira, which means I need to make an extreme diet shift. Now, I've been doing this for a few days already. And because, I mean, Saturday, which was a few days ago, I considered not doing the injection. And I ended up talking myself into it because I didn't feel like I was ready to do the diet shift. But the next day, I woke up to the injection site reaction again. This was after I did Benadryl before my injection, so that didn't work. I woke up the next day with the injection site reaction. It was Mother's Day. I wanted to enjoy my day, and I was angry that I had to deal with this and be worried about it on Mother's Day. So I was like, that's it. I'm changing my diet. So what that means, no yeast. I did this anti-saccharomyces cerevisiae antibody test. I'm still waiting to see what my results are because I had to send it out to a lab. So it'll take a few days to get back. But as of now, no yeast, no refined sugar. The only sugars allowed are going to be honey and maple syrup. And this isn't following any specific. This isn't the specific carbohydrate diet. This isn't the IBDA diet. This isn't really the full Mediterranean diet. It's just my own compilation that I feel like will work best to heal my gut and do the same amount that medication would be doing, okay? So no processed foods, no food additives, no inflammatory oils. Now, these inflammatory oils are your refined oils. So canola oil, vegetable oils, I think safflower oil, like anything that's higher in omega-6s is what I'm avoiding, which leaves me with extra virgin olive oil. Coconut oil is something a lot of people use. However, the research really is kind of hit or miss on coconut oil because it is high in saturated fat. Now, it's a plant-based saturated fat. So there is an argument that, you know, it does have protective effects on Alzheimer's disease. And it doesn't act the same as like an animal saturated fat, but the research, again, it's like hit or miss. Some of them say it actually does like increase inflammation and causes heart disease, and some of it says it doesn't. So for right now, for my purposes, extra virgin olive oil, and that's it. I am avoiding gluten. I haven't started yet, actually. I've been eating pasta the past couple of days as something because I tried like an alternative pasta and that hurt my stomach, like a chickpea pasta. So I've been eating regular pasta, but now I'm switching over to rice. So, you know, instead of pasta, I'll be eating rice. Obviously, this cuts out bread. Even gluten-free, like tortillas. I have a lot of the ones I found near me. You may have ones that are actually good, but a lot of gluten-free tortillas I found have a lot of ingredients, and I can't risk it. So my starches basically are oats and oat flour, almond flour, and rice, and that's it. I'm eating fruit right now. I've been able to eat fresh strawberries, any fruit that you can tolerate, you know, it's good. Don't worry about the sugar content. You need the nutrients and you need the fiber. Vegetables, I'm working on adding leafy greens to my smoothies every day. I did try yogurt a couple days, but I had bloating. And this morning I did not have yogurt in my smoothie and I still had bloating. So I think it's just the bloating it's there and it's going to take a while to go down. It's already significantly less than it was before. It doesn't make me feel nauseous like it was. So that's good. So I didn't know if my inflammation was moving to an area where dairy was becoming an intolerant thing. You know, but even for me as a dietitian, it is hard to turn all these restrictions into actual food. And I am hungry a lot of the times. None of this is easy, and it'll never be easy to actually change your life and change your diet. And on top of that, I'm working on debt reduction and changing the way I spend money and everything. It's completely against society and the American society, definitely, all of the things I'm doing. And it's hard, and it feels very lonely. And, you know, even with a super supportive significant other, it's hard. And yesterday afternoon, I had trouble not caving because I was hungry and my son was being very needy, and it was hard not to cave and eat something that was off the diet. But, you know, remembering that, what is my why? What is my goal? And it's to live life and to be here and to not feel fear and anxiety from what's curing me. And the only way to do that is a whole food approach. So a couple things that are really important to add as you're trying to heal, if you're going to go on this journey, you need to heal your gut. You need to heal the intestinal permeability, which is also known as leaky gut, and you need to calm the inflammation. So you need to make sure that your zinc levels are normal. If not, you need to supplement. Vitamin D is a huge one too, like the biggest. Make sure you're getting some sun exposure, about 20 minutes and like broad sunlight. Soluble fiber is huge. You need fiber to help your gut microbiomes create what's called butyrate, which is a short chain fatty acid, which in and of itself repairs the wall of your intestinal lining. Omega-3 fatty acids really the research shows that eating fish twice a week is the best way to have the anti-inflammatory effects of the compounds rather than taking like a multivite or an omega-3 supplement. So I'd recommend do both, do an omega-3 supplement and eat fish twice a week. Getting enough protein, because you need protein to heal tissue. That's what it's made out of, is proteins. Meditation and mindfulness. I am meditating at least once a day. I'm going to work up to twice a day. Right now, still doing 10 minutes at a time. Want to jump up to 20 minutes at a time and really help create that mind-body connection and calm down. Non-self-judgment. Love the body you're in the way it is now. You cannot heal if you hate your body. As crazy as it sounds, I mean, your body is listening to you and your mind. That's why you need to have the mind-body connection. You are in this body, whether you like it or not, it is your body. And unless you show it love and you give it support, it's going to fight back in a way. And it's not as simple as making all that sound, of course, but you have to show yourself love. And also, you're not going to treat yourself properly if deep down you really hate your body for doing what it's doing, especially with a chronic illness. And that's not easy. It's not easy to get to a point where it's like, I love you despite this autoimmune disorder. It's very, very hard, but you have to. You have to. De-stress. Don't have stress. if you can drink bone broth, that a lot of people really think that that is helpful. It does have collagen. It's good at high protein, low calorie, you know, no carbs. So bone broth has been shown to have therapeutic effects. And then collagen powder. You know, I like the Vital Proteins unflavored collagen. You just mix it in your smoothies. You can mix it in your coffee, mix it into soups. And that really helps to repair tissues. So removing the toxins, adding in those healthy things can help repair your body. And that's where I'm at right now. So dairy, as of right now, I'm allowing like feta cheese kind of thing. I'm eating eggs, so eggs are okay. Dairy, I'm still eating animal proteins until I can get a higher rate of like vegetables in my diet. Because right now, like I need to work up very slowly. Your digestive system is a muscle, and the fiber helps work your muscle. But it's like if you go from overnight eating like no vegetables to eating like half of your plates as vegetables, all three meals, your digestive system isn't going to handle it, whether you have Crohn's disease or not. It would be equivalent of never working out to walking into the gym and bench pressing 500 pounds. You know, like you have to slowly work up to tolerating plant fiber. It is different. It is way different than fiber supplements, than grain fiber. Like plant fiber is its own unique construct, and your body has to get used to it. So very slowly, one vegetable, one fruit at a time, figure out what you can tolerate and work up to like normal portions. So that's all I have for now. I just wanted to share basically where I'm at with my journey and what's going on. Be sure to follow me on Instagram, wake_nutrition, and message me there if you have any questions. I'd love to talk to you, and I look forward to speaking with you next time.